Areena. Hello and welcome to All Points North. I'm Zina Iovino. Today, we're talking about food. The headlines in Finland have been saying you may soon be spending even more at the checkout. Today's show is all about consumers, food producers, and supermarkets. At the center of the debate is an unusual target, the Humble store brand, which, as a proud penny pincher, I'm a big fan of. Think Pirkka, Solevita, Extra, and Coop. The government is proposing legislation that would limit the sale and production of supermarkets' own private label goods. These are the cheaper in-house alternatives to branded products. By limiting private label dominance, the government hopes independent food manufacturers will secure fairer prices and negotiate on more equal terms. But before we dive deeper into today's topic, we're heading, at least in spirit, to warmer climes. One snowy morning this week, I found myself transported from an Espoo industrial zone to Mexico. In a small factory on the outskirts of the city, warm corn tortillas slid off a press in a steady rhythm, steam rising into the cold winter air outside. It is Finland's only corn tortilla factory, and its founder has managed something many small producers struggle to do: secure shelf space in Finnish supermarkets. Because behind each product you see on a grocery shelf lies a negotiation between producer and retailer, scale and margin, brand and private label. And for smaller food entrepreneurs, simply getting into the system can be the hardest part. Here's Ivan Chavez of Don Tortilla.
We're at the first tortilla factory in Finland. I'm originally from Mexico, but I have been living in Finland almost 15 years. Now as an entrepreneur, almost 8 years.
So what's it been like getting your tortillas into Finnish stores?
It's a roller coaster, yeah, because in the beginning it was pretty difficult to find the right channels, but we were lucky enough in the beginning to have a deal with Kesko, and then that helped us to start bringing the tortillas to all the Finnish families.
We'll get back to Ivan later in the show, but it's fair to say that he fills a culinary niche in Finland. Once again here, there's talk of a cost of living crisis. Food prices, which surged in recent years, are once again under scrutiny. Many worry that the government's plan to cap the share of private label products would end up raising prices and reducing selection. This scenario could end up hitting households already struggling to make ends meet. This direction does not sit well with Juha Berling Pomoel, who heads the Finnish Consumers Union.
This comes at a remarkable time. We know that 1 out of 4 people in Finland are in an economic distress. And we know how important those private label products, food products, are for these people. And if there is any chance that some sort of a legislative act would lead to even higher prices, food prices, that would be totally unacceptable. Many social benefits are cut down. And many people in economic distress are dependent on those social benefits. And if we know that, at this very moment, we know that the inflation of food is roughly 2%, so it's not even like zero. There are some products that are where the inflation is zero or even minus, but in general, the food prices are going up as we speak. So, and we know that for during past 5-6 years, the food prices have skyrocketed by 20 to 25%. The inflation has been so high. So my question would be, what is enough? If the government wants us to pay more for the food, what is enough? Because nobody would have believed for, let's say, 6 or 7 years ago that, okay, the food prices will go up by, let's say, 20-25%. They would have said that, okay, you're out of your mind saying that. So now that's the situation. So I would say that this is unsustainable.
Now, with the general election only a year away, Juha gave us something to think about. What usually happens to governments when everyday essentials become too expensive? History shows it's not just an economic issue, it's political. When food prices rise too far, change often follows.
If you look at the history of this world, we know that many revolutions are basically, they kind of start because the food prices or any prices for, you know, the kind of product that are really needed in everyday life, when they skyrocket, that's when people get angry. People, quite often, they can manage or they can deal with bad leaders, they can deal with, you know, bad decisions by politicians. But when they don't have money to buy groceries, when they don't have money to feed their families, that's the end of the game for many, even dictators in the history of the world.
So will limiting supermarket power protect producers or punish consumers? The government's stated aim is to change the law in a way that strengthens the bargaining power of farmers and other food producers. The logic is straightforward. In a highly concentrated retail market, supermarkets hold significant leverage over suppliers. By curbing the dominance of private label products, policymakers hope to tilt some of that power back towards those who grow and make the food. Next up, you'll hear from Kimmo Tammi, a legal advisor for the Farmers Lobby, MTK. I started by asking him whether the legislative plans were a win for Finnish farmers.
To be in this kind of situation that we have to use this legislation to ban some unfair trading practices, it's not good. Finnish farmers are struggling. And why they're struggling, it's because well, the market is so concentrated, and that if you face unfair trading practices, the fear factor is so high that suppliers, they are afraid to tell the ombudsman of the real problems they're facing, because they fear that if they tell, they lose the market share, lose the buyer, and if there's only 2 to 3 buyers, it's really, really difficult to bring up these unfair practices.
And there we heard from Kimmo Tammi at the MTK saying this isn't really a win. He told me some growers are afraid to report coercive practices to the food market ombudsman out of fear of retaliation. You heard him there talking about Finland's grocery market being a tight oligopoly dominated by the S Group and Kesko. Together, they hold roughly 80% of the market, giving them enormous control over producers. Mika Yrjölä, who's a consumer market expert at Tampere University, also talked about the Finnish grocery market being concentrated in few hands.
Obviously, this is, I mean, the public discussion around these private label legislative changes and so on, it's all tied back to the main issue that the market concentration in Finland is very, very high in retailing. And obviously, we're not the only one. Other Nordic nations have the same problem.
Mika also said consumers in Finland have embraced private labels. They're now seen as reliable, good value alternatives.
The private label phenomenon has had a great success in Finland. And this is kind of the pushback you get from farmers and other food suppliers in the food value chain. If you think about like 20 years ago, private label products were mainly seen as kind of this low quality items of lower price. And now we have a huge variety of different kinds of private label products.
Earlier in the program, we heard Juha from the Consumer Watchdog warn that rising food prices could carry serious political consequences. That's also something Mika highlighted.
So maybe it's just poor timing and inability to kind of read the room in their sense. But if you think about a few years ago, people would have backed this up because of the Ukrainian situation. like we have to secure our domestic food supply. So of course people, and at least in general, the public vows to pay higher prices for good outcomes. But I mean, if you look at the gap between intention and behavior, that maybe that also would have not worked out that well.
If households feel that everyday essentials are becoming unaffordable or that policies are contributing to the strain, the backlash can be swift. Unlike energy bills or rent, food is something we deal with several times a week. You see it, you feel it, every time you're at the checkout. So this whole debate about private labels, it's not just some technical argument about competition law or retailer bargaining power. It's bigger than that, because those price tags don't just shape what ends up in your shopping basket, they shape public opinion too. Back in Espoo's small slice of Mexico, fresh tortillas roll steadily off the machine Ivan shipped here from his home country. The corn dough gets pressed into perfect circles before it passes along a heated conveyor belt and emerges warm, pliable, and fragrant. It's a small operation by global standards, but a significant one in Finland, where corn tortillas were once entirely imported.
Now it's so much easier than the beginning. Like I said, it was a great help to get the customers, as the first customers, because I started doing a lot of my tastings around Finland, and it was easier to get customers. And I still have customers that I did that I met when I was doing tastings back then 8 years ago. Well, I think in here you have to do pretty much a little bit of everything. Yes, I have learned how to deal with the Finnish bureaucracy, with the Finnish law, and also dealing with everything at the factory, like any engineering kind of stuff, any fixing, sales. It's about everything.
If you could go back in time to when you started this business, what would you tell yourself?
Keep going. You're doing great. Even though it didn't seem like that in the very beginning, but yeah, it's like you just have to do little by little every day. And consistency is what it has helped me a lot.
And now for a quick roundup of what has been making the headlines in Finland this week. And we start with news that S Group reported rising sales in the final quarter of last year. Its operating profit improved by nearly 22% from the previous year. Finland's two biggest retail chains, the S and K stores, are meanwhile raising the price of plastic bags to 50 cents this month. They say the aim is to reduce the use of plastic bags. Finland has opened Europe's first lithium mine in Kaustinen in western Finland. The long-planned project is expected to create around 350 jobs and will establish Europe's only production chain of its kind. Helsinki Shipyard has signed a deal to build icebreakers for the US Coast Guard. The first vessel is scheduled for delivery as early as 2028. The first two vessels will be built at the Helsinki shipyard and the remaining three in Texas. Finnish immigration service Migri has denied asylum to a Venezuelan couple. The agency ruled that they were not prominent political figures and that their past participation in protests is no longer relevant to their case. The couple told Yle News they fear returning to Venezuela, where new laws could see them jailed for up to 20 years for their political expressions.
Yes, a little bit sad because we were hoping that
this could be a new home.
Yeah, this could be your new home.
And we try, for example, to learn Finnish. We have been here like 5 months. Since we arrived, we're trying to learn Finnish most as I can. We can, because we want to find a job and we know it is really important to speak Finnish and it's important for us to have a job.
Finland has ranked second in the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index compiled by Transparency International. Finland scored 88 points, unchanged from last year, placing it just behind Denmark. Singapore ranked third. Turning to sports, the head coach of Finland's national ski jumping team, Igor Medved, was sent home from the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics over drinking. Medved, a Slovenian national and former ski jumper, took charge of the Finnish team in 2024. More than 4 million people tune in to Finnish radio each week, according to a new survey. FinPanel's latest national radio survey revealed that the medium reached over 80% of the population during an average week. And just a reminder, Yle News broadcasts daily news bulletins on Yle Radio 1 at 3:55 p.m. and before that on Yle Mondo at 3:30. These bulletins are also available to listen to on Yle Arena and on our website, yle.fi/news. And finally, spring may still feel far off, but the government is already looking ahead to the nesting season. A draft bill proposes banning logging in certain types of forests during the spring and summer months to protect breeding birds. The weekend's almost here, and many parts of Finland are starting the ski holiday break. The Winter Olympics are underway, and you can catch up on all the snow sports from alpine skiing to snowboarding and cross-country on our streaming platform, Yle Arena. And that really is all the time we have for today. Thanks to Matias Puumala for putting the show together and to you for listening to and supporting All Points North. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.